Prime Minister Julia Gillard, Premier Brumby, Minister Carr, Chancellor Alex Chernoff, members of council, members of the university community, distinguished guests from IBM, it's a great pleasure to welcome you here. My name is Glenn Davis, and as the Vice Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, I'd like to acknowledge that we meet on the traditional lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations and say just how delighted we are to be hosting this morning's event. It's particularly, of course, a pleasure to welcome back Prime Minister Julia Gillard, along with her colleagues, and in acknowledging her and Premier Brumby and Minister Kim Carr, I'll skip over the fact that all three are extraordinarily distinguished graduates of this institution and are doing a fine job. I'm keen too to acknowledge Dr. Robert Morris, the Vice President of IBM Research in New York, who's flown from New York for this morning's event. Dr. Glenn Whitewick, who's the Director of IBM Australia Development Laboratory and has been a great colleague to us at the University of Melbourne. And we will shortly welcome also Mr. Glenn Borum, the General Manager of IBM, as soon as he is able to get here. The university has been thrilled by the partnership developed between it and IBM over the last 3.5 years, a partnership that culminates in an important announcement this morning. It has only been made possible by the strong support and the unmoving support of both the state and Commonwealth government. We are deeply appreciative. You'll hear more about that during the course of this morning, but with great pleasure, I'm going to ask Dr. Glenn Whitewick to introduce each speaker. Glenn.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Vice-Chancellor, for your kind words and your warm welcome to the University of Melbourne. The Honourable Alex Chernoff, Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, the Honourable Julia Gillard, Prime Minister of Australia, the Honourable John Brumby, Premier of Victoria, Senator the Honourable Kim Carr, Minister for Innovation, Industry, Science and Research, Professor Glenn Davis, Vice-Chancellor, University of Melbourne, members of the Council of the University of Melbourne, Professor Peter Rathjen, Deputy Vice-Chancellor, Research, University of Melbourne, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Mr. Glenn Borum, Managing Director of IBM Australia and New Zealand, Dr. Robert Morris, Vice President of IBM Research, and myself, I would like to welcome you to this event today. Today, we are very excited to be announcing the establishment of a new IBM Global Research and Development Lab to be located here at the University of Melbourne. This new lab will begin operations in the first quarter of 2011 and is expected to employ 150 people within 5 years. The new lab will be unique in that it will be IBM's first lab that combines research and development in a single operation focused on accelerating progress towards a smarter planet. The establishment of this new global research and development lab will bring many benefits to the state of Victoria and to Australia. This morning, we will hear from the Prime Minister and the Premier. I will then ask for Mr. Glenn Borum and Dr. Robert Morris from IBM to share their perspective on this announcement. And finally, I'll ask Professor Glenn Davis to offer his thoughts and insights. I'm absolutely delighted to welcome and introduce the Prime Minister of Australia, the Honourable Julia Gillard. It is well known that the Prime Minister is deeply passionate about education, the pursuit of knowledge and research, and the new transformative role that information and communications technology can play in solving problems and creating new opportunities. IBM shares the Prime Minister's aim to increase the profile of science and technology in the Australian community, to support the effort of Australia's outstanding scientists, to build skills in this critical area, and to demonstrate to the world the contribution that Australians can make to addressing the challenges of our time. Prime Minister, we deeply appreciate your commitment to these shared goals, along with a passion for innovation also deeply held by your Minister for Innovation, Industry, Science and Research, Senator the Honourable Kim Carr. And we sincerely thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. It is with great pleasure that I would now like you to join me in welcoming the Prime Minister to the podium.
Thank you very much for that introduction and that welcome. And Glenn, thank you for having us here at the University of Melbourne, though I'm not sure on the day I left, people would have said that I had a distinguished track record here, but obviously the benefit of a few years remove has given me that. And I was joking with John Brumby as we came up in the lift. I didn't study in this wonderfully glamorous law school. I studied in the old law school with, you know, the dust and no air conditioning and people who told you to be quiet in the library and all of those things you don't have to worry about in the modern age. So it's great to be here. And of course, it's great to be here with the Premier of Victoria and with my ministerial colleague, Kim Carr. And we are here for a very important announcement. And it is great news that here we are today celebrating the fact that Victoria, Australia, this university has secured an IBM Global Research and Development Laboratory. And I think that is something that is going to make a huge difference for this state, for this nation, and for this institution. Obviously, IBM has global R&D laboratories, and they have a really enviable reputation for cutting-edge research. They're known for fundamental research that creates new platform technologies that underpin innovation in a wide range of activities. So whether it's magnetic disk drives or new programming language, whether it's relational database technology, whether it's high temperature superconductivity and supercomputing, of course, this is all worked on in IBM's efforts around the world. So securing this global R&D lab is a big win for Melbourne and it's a big win for Australia. Now, our innovation policy, our significant boost to university science and research, and our investment in the National Broadband Network has helped attract this investment by IBM to this place. And today I announce that the government will contribute $22 million over 5 years to this exciting project. The Victorian Government is also making a significant contribution, and I'm sure Premier Brumby will be outlining that shortly. Together with the university and, of course, IBM, our investment will help create a global R&D lab with 150 researchers, including 38 PhD students within 5 years. I think that's a remarkable outcome. I do want to pay tribute to IBM. They carry a very historic brand associated with innovation and change, and carrying such a brand obviously comes with enormous paradoxes. And I think whether you're a firm that's been making computers since they were called business machines, or indeed you're a progressive political party that's been forming government since before women had the vote, brands do have their pluses and minuses. Of course, IBM's brand in the modern age stands for innovation, constant reinvention, a focus on the future and leadership. And we thank IBM for its investment here. I would say as Australians, we're rightly proud of the 10 Nobel Prizes won by Australians. I'd note 5 Nobel Prizes have been won by IBM researchers. So when you think about that, 10 here in this country, 5 by IBM, I think I'm prepared to do the per capita statistic though, so we'll see. And I'd also remark that one of our Nobel Prizes was for literature, and I'm not sure IBM can quite rival that, but maybe they'll keep working on it. But of course, IBM is a global leader in computational research and development. And this laboratory will undertake that research work, addressing some of the biggest challenges that face our country and indeed face the world. Challenges like water management, natural disaster management, and working with our mining and resources industries. IBM's leadership in computational research and development is of course of direct interest to high computing projects in this country, such as the Square Kilometre Array International Radio Astronomy Project that Senator Carr is so passionate about. And if you want to hear about it for an hour and a half, just ask him afterwards. These are areas where Australia has world-leading capabilities, and our partnership with IBM is now going to accelerate that and drive outcomes for the real world. This laboratory will have benefits beyond Melbourne and beyond Victoria. Its impact will be truly national. So I'm very pleased to be here in my old university to make this announcement today. And I'm also very pleased that as a government, we've been able to play a part in making it possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prime Minister, for your government's wonderful support of this initiative. I think I could figure out how we can deal with the Nobel Prize issue. We just need to win a Nobel Prize for one of our researchers in our global R&D lab here in Australia, and we can both benefit from it. I would now like to introduce the Premier of Victoria, the Honourable John Brumby. Innovation and ICT have in many ways been the hallmark of Premier Brumby's leadership, transforming Victoria into Australia's leading centre for ICT, biotechnology and medical research. Today's announcement confirms Victoria's global leadership in this area. Please join me in welcoming the Premier of Victoria, the Honourable John Brumby.
Well, thank you very much to Glenn Whitewick, and can I thank very much the Prime Minister and Senator Carr for being here today. We've just been trying to work out actually how many of those Nobel laureates were based here in Melbourne. Not that we're parochial, we're not, but we think the majority, and Glenn and I are just working through the list. I think we're up to five already. But can I welcome the Prime Minister and Senator Carr, of course, and Senator Carr was here with me a few months ago when we announced the supercomputing initiative, the first stage of that, and I think just 2 months ago too, out at Broadmeadows for the $240 million expansion of CSL. And these things are a great example of the cooperation between our government, the Gillard government, as we work to bring innovation and new jobs and new opportunities to our state. To the Chancellor, Vice-Chancellor, to all of the representatives from IBM here today, I don't think Glenn Boreham is here yet. He's testing our traffic systems on the way from the airport. Distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen, today is a really exciting day for Melbourne University, for Melbourne, for Victoria, and as the Prime Minister has said, for Australia as a whole. And normally I'd begin by welcoming IBM to our state, but in a sense I don't need to do that today because IBM has really been part of Victoria now for many, many years indeed. And in fact, I remember back to 2002, I was the Treasurer, the Minister for Innovation at the time, and we were looking at the possibility of locating a major Asia-Pacific facility for IBM in Ballarat. And today, of course, that facility is not only well and truly up and running, I was able last year to announce with the company a major expansion of that facility. And across our state, IBM is now responsible directly for thousands of jobs in our state of Victoria. And I am absolutely thrilled, we've been working on this for some time, that this new global research and development lab will add another 150 highly skilled researcher positions to the university and to our state. Of course, earlier this year, as I mentioned, I was here with Glenn and with Glenn Boreham and Senator Carr to launch the Victorian Life Sciences Computation Initiative. This is a brilliant initiative. This is just in the first stage, but on completion, 800 teraflops of computing power, making it one of the largest life sciences supercomputers anywhere in the world, and a wonderful mix for us between the life sciences, biotechnology, medical research, and the intellectual grunt that IT provides. And so I want to echo, Prime Minister, your words that we are delighted to have IBM here because IBM is truly one of the world's great innovation companies. And it's a company, too, that's opening up new possibilities to the world. And that's really what this new global research and development laboratory is all about. It's about innovation, but it's about addressing and meeting the challenges of our time. And if you think about it, that's what our Victorian economy is all about. because we've always had to innovate, we've always had to find new ways of doing things, and certainly over the last decade, I believe that we've consolidated Victoria's position as the innovation and R&D capital of Australia. And if you think about the challenges of the future, a changing global economy, it is certainly our view that innovation is more important than ever before. And I made these points in a major speech 2 days ago to the Australian-Israel Chamber of Commerce. You think of the great revolutions in the world that we've been through, the agricultural revolutions, the industrial revolution, but this is very much now the innovation revolution. And whether it's IT or life sciences, whether it's all of the change that's going to occur as we tackle climate change, this is the era where innovation will be dominant, and we want to be at the front of the wave, riding the opportunities that it creates. And so it's for all of those reasons that this new R&D lab is so welcome in Melbourne. It confirms, of course, our position too, at the forefront of high-end ICT research in the Asia Pacific. And as you've heard from the PM, and I know you'll hear in a moment from IBM, this lab will tackle many of the big challenges of our time. So whether it's how we respond to natural disasters, things like the bushfires, which they will be natural disasters, more and more common into the future, whether it's super smart, intelligent transport systems, all of the big challenges of urban living. And these are things where the research will be undertaken here, and the skills and lessons and conclusions learnt will have application across the world. I just want to say, if I can, about our ICT sector, because over the last decade, our government's invested well over $4 billion in innovation and technology, and I believe it's paying off. According to a recent IBM PLI study, Victoria secured nearly 40% of ICT investment projects in the last decade, around 50% of ICT jobs in Australia between 2003 and 2008. Our ICT sector is currently worth about $27 billion per annum, and we are now home to more than a third of the nation's ICT workforce for a state that represents about 25% of Australia's GSP. We've also seen major investments in recent years. Companies such as Infosys, Computershare, Fujitsu, Hewlett-Packard, Huawei, CSC, Wipro and Vertex. And we are very proud, Prime Minister, that as your government moves forward with the national broadband network, that it is Victoria that is hosting the hub of that, the global operations facility. Finally, can I say that this last week has been, I think, a big one for innovation and ICT in Victoria. On Tuesday, as I said, at the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, I launched Victoria, the Innovation State, which is our plan to build on our great strengths in this area. Just yesterday, the Minister for ICT, John Lenders, launched our $110 million Victorian ICT Action Plan. And it's all about building local capacity and expertise. It's about raising our profile here in Victoria as a centre for ICT in the Asia Pacific. And it's about encouraging, as this project does, the high-end use of ICT for innovation and for transformational research and development. And that is what this laboratory is all about. So today, could I thank IBM, the University of Melbourne. Glyn, to you, we have so many great partnerships with the university. Julia, to you and to your government for what's been a fantastic partnership, and one that we are delighted to have contributed towards. Senator Carr, for your commitment too for innovation in our state, we thank you for that. This is a project that will bring fantastic benefits to our state and to Australia. It'll provide a hub that will drive, I think, much of the innovation too, the new ideas, the new ways of doing things that will be put to work across the big cities in the Asia Pacific. So it's got global ramifications. And it's a lab too that addresses all of those issues that confront us in the modern time. So we're delighted about it. We're delighted with this partnership. And I wish all of those who work in it in the years ahead every success with their work.
Thank you, Premier, for your insight and for your government's critical support of this initiative. I'd now like to introduce Mr. Glyn Boreham, the Managing Director of IBM Australia and New Zealand. Now, when you see Glyn, you might think he's a little casual because he's not wearing a tie today, And initially I thought this is because he's looking for a new job as a lab researcher in our new lab. But in fact, Glenn underwent some surgery on Monday on his neck. And I'm sure that he's ignored the doctor's orders to be here today. He got an early flight, and as luck would have it, the aeroplane aborted the takeoff out of Sydney. But he's made it here, and so I'm delighted to please join you. If you'd please join me in welcoming Mr. Glenn Borum.
Thank you, Glenn, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I literally just walked in about 15 seconds ago, so I'm truly delighted to be here. Prime Minister Gillard, Premier Brumby, Minister Carr, Professor Davis, and many, many distinguished guests here today. Good morning, and thank you for being here for what is a truly momentous announcement. As I'm sure that you've already heard, this announcement is significant on so many levels. Firstly, I think it reflects the depth of talent that we have at our disposal in this country. And I think it demonstrates a deep and shared commitment to partner between government, between academia and business towards what I believe is ultimately the science agenda of the pursuit of a better world and the pursuit of a better Australia. And it also highlights the opportunity that we have before us to tackle some of the most pressing challenges that are facing our world today around natural resources, around disaster management, and around life sciences, to name just a few. But for me, through all of this, the most significant thing about today is that it demonstrates how far Australia has come as a provider of high-value technical resource and high-value research expertise. IBM actually invests more than any other like company in the world in research and development. It's some $6 billion a year. And we spread those investment dollars right across the planet. We operate in 170 countries around the world, and we spend the dollars where we believe are the best skills, the best opportunities, and the best local support. And I'm delighted to say that over the last decade, Australia has become an increasingly important and an increasingly growing destination for IBM's research and development investment. Since 2006, the IBM Australia Development Lab that my colleague Glenn Whitewick heads has played a key role in developing many of IBM's truly global products. Today, we have skilled software engineers spread in 9 locations throughout the country, and they work closely on a round-the-clock basis with research and development teams right around the world. And in February, here at the University of Melbourne, of course, we announced the IBM Research Co-Laboratory in Life Sciences, and it's terrific to be back here. So IBM is truly proud in our way, in our small way, to contribute to the country's long-term expertise in research and development. And let me be really clear. It is this pool of talent and it is this expertise as to why the new Global Research and Development Lab is located in Australia. And we will be using the lab to support our Smarter Planet initiatives. For example, recent announcements on the Smart Grid, Smart City project that was made by Energy Australia just last week. This is a project that will showcase smart grid electricity across 5 regions, in the Hunter Valley, in New South Wales, and in Sydney, and it will deliver smarter, greener, and more efficient energy here in Australia. And with Queensland Motorways up north, who won significant international recognition just last month for its implementation of free flow tolling, delivering significant benefits to the community. Improved travel time, improved traffic flow, less congestion. Now, these are just 2 current and practical examples of how this global research lab will be an important contributor to a better Australia. I want to stress that delivering these types of real solutions is without question further enhanced by Australia rolling out a ubiquitous high-speed broadband network. This will underpin our ability to deliver solutions that will be available in regional and rural Australia in the remote parts of our country. And then I would like to take the opportunity to specifically acknowledge and thank three distinct groups of people who have been instrumental in making today happen. The first group is a broad church. It is the broad Australian research community whose skills have attracted this lab to Australia. I want to particularly call out our partner, the University of Melbourne, and its leadership, Glyn and Peter, with whom we've developed a very strong and a very collaborative partnership. Secondly, I want to thank the relevant governments. I've said before, when we opened the co-laboratory, that the Victorian government, led by Premier Brumby, is clearly the leading state in our country in support of technology and innovation. I also want to sincerely thank the federal government, led by Prime Minister Gillard, and supported very well by Senators Carr and Conroy, whose innovation agenda and digital economy strategy have created the environment which is attracting investments, such as the one that we're announcing today. And then finally, I would like to thank my many thousands of colleagues in IBM Australia, whose dedication and talent and skill is one of also the reasons that we're here today. IBM has been part of Australia since 1932, and I truly believe, and one of the reasons I especially wanted to be here, was I actually believe in our 78 years in this country, today is the most significant day and the most significant announcement that we have made. And I really look forward to many groundbreaking discoveries, new innovation, new ideas, a better Australia coming out of this global research and development lab. So thank you very much, Glenn.
I'm glad he made it here because I was going to have to do his talk as well. I'd like now to introduce Dr. Robert Morris, who is Vice President of Services Research for IBM. Robert, as you will learn when you listen to him, is actually an Australian by birth, but has spent most of his working career in the US. He's held many leadership positions in IBM research, and today is responsible for IBM's worldwide research effort in services. Robert was most recently recognised as smartest scientist in Fortune magazine's Top 50 Smartest People in Technology. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Robert Morris.
Well, Prime Minister Gillard and Premier Brumby, Minister Carr and all my colleagues at the University of Melbourne, I'm just delighted to be here today to be part of the announcement of this IBM Global Research and Development Lab focused on accelerating progress towards a smarter planet. This new lab is different. It will bring together in a continuum basic research, applied research, in-market research, but also the development of solutions that are going to contribute to our joint goal of building a smarter planet. Now, IBM has been around IT or ICT for a long time, but what is particularly exciting now is that IT has reached a point where the deployment of IT is the essential component of solving many of the world's most pressing problems. So whether it's the use of information to manage the use and conservation of water resources in the island of Malta or in little towns like Dubuque, Iowa, or whether it's the use of an information cloud in the management of wellness for at-risk patients in San Diego or in Taiwan. And we have all these running today. We are confirming that it's information that plays a very important role in delivering improved outcomes at an affordable cost. So this new lab is going to work very, very closely with Australian scientists and engineers throughout academia, government, and industries to extend our global footprint, to extend IBM's global footprint, and further the impact of the strategy that we've called our Smarter Planet strategy. So specifically, in our lab, we're going to address, first area, is smarter natural resource management. and we're going to be using and developing and advancing the most the best techniques that we can find anywhere in monitoring, analytics, and automation to address management of a wide range of natural resources, including oil and gas, minerals, water, and their use in food. And ranging from the sourcing of these materials all the way through to making sure that they're used well and that they help to create livable cities. The second area is in the area of smarter natural disaster management. And there are many new and interesting techniques emerging in the science and technology communities around real-time stream processing. Someone mentioned database and data management earlier, but the whole field is being revolutionized by the need to process and understand data in flight as opposed to data at rest. And we're going to be applying these techniques together with techniques like weather modeling, traffic analysis, mobility analytics, to assist in disasters, to assist in evacuation, communications, and emergency response. The third area, and in the third area, we've actually already begun the scientific research work in the Victorian Computational Life Sciences Initiative. The third area is in life sciences and healthcare, an incredibly important area where we know that using information, we can both decrease costs and improve outcomes simultaneously. We know that we can do much better than we've been doing in healthcare and life sciences, and we look forward to working with scientists in that area and, in fact, deploying those to the benefit of Australians and the world. So you can see why I'm so excited that we've decided to work in Australia with some of the best and most innovative minds in science and technology, and most importantly, to deploy the results to address critical needs that affect us all. And I can speak for all the scientists and engineers in IBM when I say that we are just delighted to join you in that mission. So thank you.
Thank you, Robert, for your passion, your thoughts, and support of this project. I'd like now to welcome Professor Glyn Davis, Vice-Chancellor of the University of Melbourne. I can't begin to describe Glyn's critical role in bringing us to this point today. A little over 4 years ago, under Glyn's leadership, the University of Melbourne approached us in IBM to explore opportunities for a strategic partnership. At that time, I don't think anybody dreamed that this partnership would lead to the establishment of the global R&D lab here at the University of Melbourne today. We are very grateful, Glyn, for your inspiration, support, and guidance. Please join me in welcoming Professor Glyn Davis.
Glenn, thank you. I want to thank each of our speakers. It's just marvellous to hear such important voices on the centrality of science and technology and research. We don't hear this often enough, so it's a delight to hear people committed and seeing what it makes possible. As we move to close, I just want to say a few words on behalf of the university. Like the state and Commonwealth government, like IBM, this is a university that values its opportunity to contribute to the pressing challenges of our time. And we do so through our academics, brilliant people, innovative, committed to making a difference, thoroughly dedicated. And it's their work and their commitment to training the next generation of students that means we can have optimism about our capacity to tackle the pressing challenges. Seeing our state and national leaders here this morning prompts us to remember again that universities are vital for nations around the world. They make a huge difference to our capacity to understand the world, to train the next generation of professionals, to ensure that research and innovation are at the forefront of what happens. It's a matter of pride for universities that at the start of the 21st century, after centuries and centuries of their own traditions and contributions, the work done here remains so important for what we want to do as a nation. Research and discovery are the cutting edge of this reality, and the partnership that's been described this morning, universities going beyond their gates, reaching out and forming close partnerships with key and important international organisations, is the future. The co-production of knowledge, the sense that we have to be part of something bigger, it isn't going to happen inside just one institution, inside just one place, is what you've just seen demonstrated this morning. It's why it is for us so exciting. So may I thank our partners IBM, the Commonwealth Government, the state government, and the people around us, who are the people who've made this possible, who will make this lab one of the great labs of the world, who will ensure that what we do here matters, and who'll take it back out into the world, as Robert's just said. That is why this is a historic day. It's why it's something worth working for. It's why I think we've just glimpsed something very important about our future. Thank you.
Thank you, Glyn, for your perspective in this announcement and for the incredible support that you and your university have shown to us in IBM. A project of this nature inevitably involves contributions from a very large number of people, and I'd like briefly to acknowledge a few of those people now. First, Randall Straw from the Victorian Government Department of Innovation, Industry and Regional Development, and Mike Lawson from the Commonwealth Department of Innovation, Industry, Science and Research, both of whom went well beyond the call of duty to make this project a reality. Their professionalism and integrity is unsurpassed. Thank you, Randall, and thank you, Mike. Similarly, we would not be here without the passion, commitment and support of Professor Peter Rathjen and Ms. Winsome McCackie from the University of Melbourne. I'd like to also thank and acknowledge Drs. Tilak Agarwal and Catherine Fraze from IBM Research. Catherine actually is in Beijing this morning and she's watching this hopefully live streaming. Hi, Catherine. And my colleague, Dr. RJ Royoru, who leads IBM's Computational Biology Centre. RJ is visiting us here this week. RJ has been the face of IBM research over the last 4 years here in our relationship with the University of Melbourne. And finally, my colleague, Karen Kuman from IBM Australia, who has been an incredible partner on this exciting journey. Thank you, Karen. I'd like to close by sharing a very short story. In 1990, as a young systems engineer in IBM, I had the opportunity to work on a project for 2 months in one of our development laboratories in upstate New York. While I was there, I was very fortunate to be invited to meet an Australian physicist who was working at the time as an IBM research staff member at our TJ Watson research labs in New York. I had an unbelievable day. I met with some of the pioneers of our IT industry, scientists whose breakthroughs had literally changed the world. I was truly inspired, and I made 2 commitments to myself driving back up the Taconic State Parkway to my hotel that evening. First, I decided that my career was going to be deeply technical, and I wanted to work in our R&D organisation. And the second commitment was really a question. Why didn't we have an IBM research and development capability in Australia? 4 years ago, as Glenn mentioned earlier, we established our Australia Development Laboratory, which today operates in 9 locations across Australia. And today we've announced the establishment of the IBM Global R&D Lab here in Melbourne. I'm proud to be part of the team that has made this happen. And I truly hope that when my son and daughters are 22 years old, they too can find the same inspiration in the lab here in Melbourne that I did in New York 20 years ago. Thank you all for attending this momentous day. I look forward to working with you on the hugely exciting opportunities ahead of us. That concludes the formal proceedings. I'd like to thank again the Prime Minister and Premier Brumby and Minister Kim Carr. The Prime Minister and the Premier now need to depart to address the media shortly. So please stay with us after that to enjoy some refreshments. Thank you and good morning.